mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, into the third hour. Thanks for joining us. Talking to Paul Joseph Watson. And Paul, speaking of Paul, let's talk to Paul in Delaware, where you only have four movie screens showing Fahrenheit, whereas comparably you would have at least 80 for a film of this promotion and this quality showing censorship of the film there in your state. But that's a side issue. Paul in Delaware, go ahead.
I just want to comment about George Bush's, I guess, new powers that the Supreme Court is going to give him.
And again, the Supreme Court cannot declare someone God, cannot declare they're above the law. But for those that just joined us, tell them about the new powers.
Well, I forget what the ruling was, but they...
Bush can hold U.S. citizens without trial.
Yeah, and he's going to decide who the terrorists are, and he's going to decide everything, basically.
Well, Napoleon did that, Hitler did that, Stalin did that, Mao does that. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, and we're going to get that, too, if people don't start taking action. But I went and seen Fahrenheit, and it had some titillating stuff to it. I was more in a movie theater around here. People usually be quiet, and, you know, they laugh occasionally, but I never heard somebody, oh, no, this George Bush, you know, they're just, you know, manipulating what he's saying and this and that. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. And I actually went, and on the way out the door, I was handing out deception dollars, and I handed them out to everyone, you know, the people taking the tickets. And I also called the media. Hopefully they would cover the story that someone is handing out these deception dollars and what's going on here.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're doing it. So you didn't get any trouble from the security guards?
No, and I wasn't even really concerned about them. But also what I'd like to do, because you were talking about, or Paul Watson, one of you were talking about Wake Up or Waco.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to say something about that film. That right there, that is one of my best, your best works that I like. I mean, every single one of them, you say which one of them is the best. I like them all.
Well, what happens is I took a bunch of my TV shows, TV reports I'd done, and put them together, and then Mike's taken it every year and kind of updated it, added new stuff to it, and it's a good video.
Well, I'll tell you, I had the revised version. I think it was a 2001 revised version.
Yeah, there's been three or four versions.
Yeah, my favorite one, and what really got me active, and I'll tell you, that was your best work as far as I'm concerned, as far as getting people active, because you're in their face, you're showing people what their potential is. And you showed me what my potential is, and that's why I'm on these people like a pit bull, and I'm not going to stop. And what I'll say to this is, now we got the Supreme Court handing down these type of godlike powers. You think Al-Qaeda and the rest of these organizations that are out there fighting, let me tell you something, if people around here don't start waking up, you're going to have some people looking like Al-Qaeda, because, I mean, it's going to get to that point if they don't start taking action.
Well, Al-Qaeda works for the CIA. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I know that.
I appreciate it and keep it up. Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, there is no Al-Qaeda, which is why the government has to create it and then create, basically a subhuman class of people that they can torture and detain indefinitely, and then, you know, that's Al-Qaeda. Whereas in every case where, such as the Madrid bombing, which is blamed on Al-Qaeda, the Boston Globe did the investigation into the group, found it didn't exist. And then there's this recent report which says that the guy that supplied the Madrid bombers with the explosives was closely linked and, you know, had the phone numbers and been talking to the Spanish security services. So that's your Al-Qaeda.
And it's in every case, Paul.
Every case we look at.
And again, who stands to gain? Stuff blows up, we go worship the government. Now, it blew up in their face, pun intended, in Madrid, because the people were on the street instantly saying, the government did it, the government did it. That's how we can make it backfire on the globalist. Is we expose that they have the motive and point out what they did in the past, then they're going to have to stop doing it, and we save lives and our country. We'll be back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. We've got Paul Watson, my webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, joining us. Paul, I want to get a bunch of these calls that have been holding forever out of the way. But before we do that, I got a bunch of news I want to cover. But what's some of the news items you want to cover after we take these calls?
I think we need to cover these beheadings that have been taking place, especially with the news coming out today of another U.S. Marine being abducted. Some interesting inconsistencies surrounding the beheadings of both the American Johnson and the South Korean, which took place over the last week. So I think we need to get into that.
All right. Let's go ahead and take another call. John in Connecticut. John, you're on the air.
Greetings, Alex. Paul and listeners, thank you for your service to the Republic. The reason they can get away with all of this unconstitutional activity, and the military can waltz around, and they're afraid to do otherwise, just as Colonel DeGrandpre said, is because 99% of the American people are in the wrong status. They cannot claim the protections of the Constitution. The Constitution has been absconded with, and we are under martial rule. Those that have the ability, or I should say the correct status, or potential status, should claim it.
Let me stop you, because what you're saying is accurate, but then they're now under admiralty or piracy. They don't even recognize the status when you call yourself a state citizen. For those who don't understand, with the 14th Amendment in the 1860s, at the end of the Civil War, they gave us an indentured servitude, no longer a God-given right under the Bill of Rights. They said, you're wards of the state, basically indentured servants. And so they started this new contract with the people under martial law, making rights privileges. The problem is that they've been quietly replacing the Constitution and the Bill of Rights while expanding the admiralty, the administrative law courts, while building that, and while training us how to be slaves. So much of power is just the will to exercise it. It's like the president saying, I'm allowed to order torture. I'm allowed to secretly arrest citizens. They're just claiming the divine right of kings, and they don't care what status we claim we're under. They claim we're their slaves.
Alex, one more thing. We've been astounded, along with all the countries of the world, by our intelligence agencies. What they did is they found a common denominator in amidst the intelligence agencies of the various representative countries, and these people with an agenda hooked hands and said, hey, this is ours, we got it. And this is what's happening, this is what we're laboring under, and if the people don't wake up and claim their proper status, those that can should, and then this government would have to take notice, because martial rule is a declaration of war against state citizens.
Well, that's it, and they've had expansions of that martial law, the Civil War, 1913, Federal Reserve Act, Income Tax, 1933, War Powers Act, 1947, National Security Act, now the Patriot Act, 2001, Homeland Security, 2002, now Patriot Act 2.5, because they've already passed part of 2. All of this is just ratcheting up, turning the heat up. We're in the martial law, but it's how high is that flame under the pot we're all in, and they've turned the flame now on high, my friend, and top generals are getting us ready for troops on the streets and, you know, military running our lives and questioning us about our political views. You know, Newsweek comes out and says, well, maybe it's good.
Those that can, we have to rescind from this, put the government on notice. They have to. If the people did this collectively, those with the status, and all those others.
Well, but I mean, it's not just saying I have some magic status as a state citizen and I declare my Bill of Rights. You have to, it's just simply, you know, like under Ceausescu, people say, no, we're not going to follow you anymore. No, we're not going along with this. You're right. They have to have us go along with this in mass for it to continue.
Well,
I mean, they would have, here's an example. They were going to force inoculate all the police and all the firefighters 2 years ago, but 99%, according to the LA Times, refused, so they canceled the program. If they would have forced the enforcers to take it, they then could have had a biological release, had martial law in the name of cleaning it up, and then totally taken everything over. But because the police said no, and the firefighters said no, that program has now been shelved for now. Paul Watson comments.
Well, yeah, so it's like if they can declare a war and nobody turns up, then what power do they have? They don't have any power. And they've already told us that they're above the law. Back in November 2001, you know, the Washington Post headline, Bush administration sets up parallel legal system. So in a case of, you know, doublethink, they're saying we're above the law, so your constitutional rights enshrined in the law no longer apply either. So
then they equate safety and security with giving up your rights when that is what America is. That's what set us apart.
Yeah, and again, it's brinksmanship. They're going to see for how long and to what degree, to what intensity that they can push this without getting a significant reaction.
And the Founding Fathers said that. They said the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact degree you put up with. Thanks for the call, John. Great points. John in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Alex, I've become convinced that the conscription, national conscription that's inevitable in the next few months.
The bills are introduced, the government's calling for it, they're setting up the draft boards, and then the media every day says it's a conspiracy theory, as senators call for it. Paul?
Well, yeah, they're saying that the bills are in Congress, but they've been mothballed because there's no real interest in it. Well, just watch that interest peak after, you know, a city gets suitcase nuked. That's what happened with the Patriot Act.
Yes.
It was already prepared, and it was all, nobody was interested in it until after 9/11, and they already had it, you know, printed up, and it was ready to go.
This is the hinge of this country's future, and the Americans are just sitting down and totally detached from this issue. And besides everything else, it will give the government grounds to eliminate all veterans' benefits. It does seem to me that it's possible only to stop this government behemoth with a single issue, and the single issue is conscription. If we don't make that our battle cry, we're done for. We're toast.
All right, I hear you. I agree with you, because if they can conscript millions to invade all these countries and domestically take over, they will do it. They will do it.
And they can't continue their worldwide military adventures without conscription.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Pete in California. Pete, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I gave away 90 copies of The Road to Tyranny on the opening of the show here in Northern California.
How did you do that? How did, I mean, well, describe the process.
Well, I sat home with my three VCRs and wore them out. I printed nice pictures. I sent you one of the tapes with a color copy wraparound on the cardboard sleeve.
I saw that. Very nice.
This presentation is a lot when you're giving something away. And so I just stood outside and said, Moore's film is the appetizer, then Jones's film is the three-course Thanksgiving meal. It's all the information that you'll need afterwards after you've got your interest peaked, basically.
Gosh, you're awesome. Thank you. So how do people respond to that?
Well, at first, it was a little bit of a sale. I mean, Marin County, California is about as left as you can get. You get a ticket for making a right turn. Within moments, I just started to get my pitch right, and people started to say, what is that? Who is this? Who's Alex Jones? How can you give those tapes away for free? And all I said is, well, it cost me about $250 to make this tape. I hope at least a half an hour just to get into the meat of it. And everybody said they'd do that, and they'd pass it on. So.
God bless you, sir. That is so wonderful.
Yeah,
you know, I gave away 60 DVDs, and I'd do more if I could. I mean, that's why I say make copies of my films. I mean, my family doesn't have a future. Yours doesn't if we don't do this. And if more people did what you did, we'd save this country. Paul, any comments to what Pete's saying?
Well, yeah, that's a great idea because, I mean, if you give someone a flyer, you know, you might find it in the trash can 200 yards down the road. But if you put a flyer inside a videotape, then people are more likely to keep a videotape. And, you know, it prevents this kind of activism being monopolized by the phony left who will, you know, we had the story about a man who came out after seeing the film, said, well, I know Bush is evil, but, you know, Kerry's the same thing. He's skull and bones and these move on. Left-wing activists spat on him and then assaulted him. So, I mean, don't let those kind of people monopolize it when we can have more impact.
Well,
they don't say Bush carried the attacks out. They don't say Bill Clinton protected Al-Qaeda. They don't give people the big picture. They say Kerry's our savior. Go ahead, Pete.
There were a few folks. One guy wouldn't take the tape. He said, go Bush, but that was like a minority of one. All the shows were sold out. Much
notice that. Wouldn't
country.
Take a free video. Wouldn't check it out.
Yeah. Go Bush, he stuck his thumb up in the air. But, you know, everybody else, it was like I'd thrown seeds down the birds. People were coming to ask me about them, and I had to give a sort of bio of what you've accomplished over the last few years.
Did the movie theaters say anything about you handing out 90 free videos?
No, actually, guys worked at the theater. I mean, they're all kids these days, so it's not, you know, the managers might not have been more than 18 at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, I gave away a bunch of people, and got them. I wish I had more. I was done in an hour.
Absolutely incredible.
So I'm making more right now. I'm starting to run off. I can do two every 2 hours or something like that. So while I'm home, I'm grinding them out.
You're wonderful. Anything else, Pete?
Well, I got to tell you, it was just. I really felt like I was doing something. Some guy was asking, you know, saying, "Well, there's a one, you know, complaining about the one world government. You got to have a one world government, then there won't be any wars." I said, "Yeah, but if you have one world government, who's under scrutiny? Who the guns pointing at then? You know." So it was.
They don't get that the people running the one world government. Michael Moore's own film, which I like at the end. The one point I really like is he says. In George Orwell's 1984, the war is by the elite, really against the people. So don't they get that the one world government is so the elite can wage war on us?
Well, I think it goes back to that guy in the debates in 2000 who stood up and said, think of us as your children and be good parents. I almost fell out of my chair.
All right, thanks for the call. Great points. Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, the people advocating one world government as the solution are the people whose websites and organizations are funded by groups like the Ford Foundation, which, you know, were funding the Nazis and the communists back to create the problems which would then call for the desire of a one-world government.
So, well, we have Dutch Royal Shell funding the environmental groups saying, you know, pay a global tax. This whole The Day After Tomorrow is a two-hour-long ad for a global tax on fuel.
And that the oil supply is going to run out.
Yeah, and you go, why would they pay for a $50 million movie to do that? Because they get trillions off the tax. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
You know, this weekend, several nights laying there in bed, last night at 2 a.m., I was just thinking about how ridiculous it is that the average person out there thinks the government's perfect, never does wrong, give up your rights, you get security. Anybody that says government should be watched is a weirdo. I mean, how we've been taught that powerful people don't want more power, don't collude for more control, don't manipulate. I mean, that's world history. That's not just the norm, that's the rule. That's what the Founding Fathers warned us about. But then I've been on 100 talk shows where they laugh at you. You think the government has conspiracies? You think they do? Oh, that's crazy. Oh. I mean, how they've convinced us of something that everybody 100 years ago knew. You don't trust the government. You don't tattle on your neighbors. You know, and now we've turned into just this spoiled, dumbed-down mass of people. Paul Watson, do you get where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically immaturity. It's people who are wishing to remain in a childlike mental state whereby they want, you know, they basically want parents, and their parents have become the government. So to not trust the government is to, you know, remove the only authority which they see as, you know, controlling their lives. It's immaturity.
Well, I see the left and right all the time describing the government as our mommy and daddy, and even in some cases, as our big brother, just helping.
But again, I mean, you mentioned the Founding Fathers. They said that if people are given the facts, that they, in the long term, will make the right decisions. So at this point, that's all we can do and hope that, you know, that human instinct for truth will make them choose the right course and make the right decisions in the long term.
Well, the globalists won't just stomp on you or kill you for a stick of bubble gum. They enjoy enslaving you people. They're evil. And it is childlike to deny there's evil in the world. So naive, my friends. The biggest, most powerful government, global government ever seen. And, oh, Caesar, he was backstabbing people. Or Nero was, or the Aztecs were. Or Napoleon was, or Hitler. But not our government. They're good. They're good. Let's just give up all our rights and let them pass laws to force inoculate us, and let them pass laws to force drug us, and let them pass laws to secretly arrest citizens for no reason and never be. And well, the government's authorized to torture. That's good. I mean, come on. Let's go ahead and talk to. Who's up next here? I guess Richard in Alabama. Richard, go ahead.
Alex, can you get Gina Davis on?
You know, I've tried to get her on the show, and she wouldn't do it in the past.
I heard her on the Chuck and Larry show, and she brought up that so-called VIN number on the axle. It was really a part number, but she won't let go of that story. It's an old story.
Okay, for those that don't know what you're talking about, you might give them an idea.
Well,
the truck at Oklahoma City, the Ryder truck, the axle of the vehicle, Janet Davis, the reporter, she's in my film. Last time I tried to get her on was 2 years ago, though, and she was involved in a court case. She said she'd come on later. I should just call and get her on.
Yeah, she's promoting a book. And she said toward the end of her interview that the Department of Justice knows of 5,000 white sleeper Al-Qaeda agents in America.
Well, yeah, we broke that years ago, even before 9/11. There are Iraqi CIA officers trained here in the 80s. Oh, by the way, Michael Moore's 9/11 film, one thing that was really, he goes, imagine if Bill Clinton protected terrorists in the Oklahoma City bombing, but Bush does it and it's no big deal. Bill Clinton, they had Iraqi CIA officers in custody, the FBI and state police, and Bill Clinton ordered their release. And Moore knows all that, so that was another thing. Imagine if we'd have seen a film that exposed both Clinton and Bush as puppets of the New World Order. That would have been something, but instead it's all Bush. Paul Watson, comments?
Well, yeah, and you'll get that on the right as well. I mean, there's an article out of Newsmax today, which is kind of a bellicose, you know, state propaganda. Sounds like a North Korean news announcement, whereby they're saying that Moore's company that financed his film is linked with the Carlyle Group. And they admit that, you know, Bush is as well, but then they say that in Bush's case, it's just a bizarre coincidence, but it makes Moore a criminal. So, I mean, they'll look at it from that perspective.
Well, I mean, the Carlyle Group's buying up the TV, the radio, the movies. I mean, they're buying into all the media, so of course something Moore is involved in. That's the point. It's all owned by the same people. The Bushes are on the board of it, running it, vacationing with the Bin Ladens. But, oh, I saw that article that Moore's bad because a little bit of Carlyle money is in his company.
But, I mean, they won't mention the fact that Bush Sr. is meeting with Bin Laden's brother, Carlyle Group, you know, business.
Well, I mean, in one article, Carlyle Group's good and perfect and loves us all. In the next article, they are bad. Moore's involved.
Exactly.
It's double thing. Richard, anything else?
No, I guess not. It would surely be easy to pick apart if she got on.
All right, thanks. But what happens is there's that. I told you before they were going to bring out Iraq News and claim they work for Saddam. But on the record, they were brought here by George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton. They work for our government.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, my friends. We're about to go to Elad calling us from Israel. Then Bruno, Eric, and Ron, and that's it for calls. And I will talk to Jeff, too. But quickly, because I got to get into this beheading news and a bunch of other stuff we haven't even mentioned yet. Like, man claimed prior knowledge of attacks, deportee said to make statements while in custody. This is old news, but it's finally in the San Diego Tribune today. But before we do that, Paul Watson, again, tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv. It's very exciting. And, I mean, both our books, you know, for signing up, all the videos, other great videos by folks that have authorized us to do it, my weekly TV reports, text reports, the best radio interviews. What a deal for 15 cents a day, Paul.
Well, it is a great deal because, as I mentioned, sign up for a year. In a year's time, there'll be hundreds of videos on there. I've just reorganized the entirety of the archive, so that's all sectioned and neatly presented, and, you know, there's already dozens of audio interviews on there. And as you mentioned, every audio interview on the show will go up there, you know, the day after it airs, and so it's a great deal.
Well, there's more than dozens. In 2 months, there's got to be like 80 or more than that.
Well, yeah, and it's $5.95 a month, which works out at 19 cents a day. And as I said, a great deal is to subscribe for a year, because then your subscription, you know, runs the whole course and you get hundreds and hundreds of videos and audios.
And we just added George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. Excellent. We just put up one of my films we hadn't posted, America, Wake Up or Waco. This week's TV report was real good. We're posting another here in a few days. Both our books, I mean, you know, one of them's $19, one of them's $12. You sign up $5.95, you can download them, everything. I mean, it's all right there, and it makes this broadcast possible. We can't continue with this success level of tens of millions of visitors, you know, without somehow having a profit center in all of this. You're actually supporting us to get the word out to the millions of people that come through the site for the first time. So we can put up free video and audio for people. About half that site, of course, is free. So prisonplanet.tv, go sign up on our secure, safe shopping cart system. Also, I've made 10 films, America, Destroyed by Design, America, Wake Up or Waco, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. We've got 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, Exposed, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where we snuck into what the Skull and Bones boys do when they're old men in Northern California. By the way, the 129th anniversary of that satanic ritual will be this July 15th in Northern California, by the way, where your president and others have attended. But you need to get that video. My videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 films. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, a $24 discount on the four-tape special, and so on. Then we have Eric Huffman's great video or DVD, 9-11, The Great Deception, for $22, incredible. George Humphrey's DVD or VHS for $19. Get a second copy for $14.95 to give us a gift. So for $34.95, you get two copies and three full-color booklets. 9-11, The Great Illusion, 80-plus pages apiece, color. Just it's all there. So many Jews, the preservation of firearms ownerships, a new video that is the most high-quality thing I've seen. It comes with three pamphlets on the Second Amendment as well. When you order it, the name of the film is Innocence Betrayed. So much to offer at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in that shopping cart, or call toll free. And we need your support. 1-888-253-3139. And you can't make copies of other people's stuff I sell, but I beg you to make copies of the stuff I sell, because I just want to get the word out. 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Cut through all the hype. I've made the best videos on 9-11, and I mean that honestly. You know I'm self-deprecating when need be, and I carry the other best videos I've found out there. So, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Paul, any comments you want to make before we go to Alad in Israel?
Well, I'd recommend the Eric Huffman book, 9-11 Painful Questions. I mean, as far as graphic presentations go, that is the best book on 9-11.
And his video, Painful Deceptions, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets into the architecture and the facts of that. I mean, it does a disservice to just mention the bombs in the building and the control and demolition and all that and the Pentagon without spending a couple hours on it like he does.
Well, it's got the close-up photo, the full-page photos of people standing in the impact point of Flight 175 before the tower collapse, you know, defeating the myth that, you know, burning hot steel, fuel, burnt down the
tower. The firefighters reported the fires were almost out. And that bombs went off. Let's go ahead and talk to Alad in Israel. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex Jones. I'm Shalom from Israel. I wanted to comment about Muhammad's Ada accent. I've heard it on your website, and I think it's pretty interesting. Some people recognize it as Hebrew because I'm not sure I heard you refer to that incident where there was a Daniel Levin on one of the flights that crashed into the World Trade Center. And Daniel Levin, it turns out, listen to this, he was in a special unit called Sayeret Matkal. Now, this unit specializes in anti-terror, especially in hijacking. It had operation in Savannah and also in Africa. I forgot where Idi Amin was. And the thing is, they also trained to act and speak like Arabs. It's one of their specialties.
Well, sir, I talked to you during the break. You said you're an Israeli.
Yes.
And you said, I mean, it's been in your Haaretz, it's been in your Jerusalem Post, that they've caught fake Mossad and Shin Bet al-Qaeda squads. That's not some right-wing anti-Israel groups. That's the Jewish newspapers. Can you comment on that?
Yeah. They found a fake Mossad cell in Gaza, I think. And it's really, I mean, it's in the news, but you really have to look for it. Now, the thing is the same as we have a right propaganda in Israel, you know, the military is good and everything. We also have a pretty scary left propaganda. The pullout from Gaza is actually read about it by a really great researcher of the New World Order and its implications on Israel. He talks about how the CFR controls our policy, and he talks why, for example, the pullout of Gaza is so important. I mean, they make us do really inhumane choice between choosing us or the Palestinians, keeping the occupation.
Well, that's it. The Jews are prisoners, and so are the Palestinians, and they play you guys off against each other. And Barry Hamish has reported how it's all controlled by the globalists.
Yeah, how they kill settlements, and how they train even Palestinians in America to kill settlements or settlement
leaders. I remember articles in 99 in the Associated Press in Alabama and North Carolina. Thousands of Arab terrorists being trained, coming into the restaurants and eating, being with the government, that they control the radical Muslims, and how folks can't figure this out.
Were articles about Israel?
No, about the U.S. government training.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in Reagan administration, the way they created Al-Qaeda and all the... I mean, and the thing I really can't... people can't realize is that Afghanistan wasn't even in the list of supporting terrorists after September 11, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I think Henry Kissinger was a part of it, of covering up that Afghanistan wasn't in the list of states that were countries that were harboring terrorists.
Amazing. They put on the list after 9/11. Yeah. Great points. Anything else?
Well, I wanted to ask you, what do you think? I mean, there's the neocons, and there's also the Rothschild family. I wanted to know how much you think the Zionists have control or power over all this global... do you think they're this small thing of the New World Order, or they really have lots of power over it?
Okay, well, I mean, certainly for those that don't know, in Israel there's arguments between the conservative Orthodox Jews. They don't like the Zionists. The Zionists don't like them, correct?
They have their arguments. I mean, if you mean the conservative...
Well, yeah, that's my whole point is that Israel isn't one monolithic block, and neither is America.
Yeah.
And
I
don't think Israel runs the New World Order, no, sir. I think that there are powerful groups out of Israel that have powerful positions in the New World Order, but there are powerful Germans and British and everybody else. Paul Watson, you want to speak to that?
Well, yeah, the Zionists are essentially just another faction within the White House, led by people like Pearl and Wolfowitz. So it's just one of those inside groups fighting amongst the others for control, whereas the agenda overall remains the same. And as you mentioned, there are atrocities on both sides of the Palestinian-Israeli equation. But as I document in Order Out of Chaos, whenever it comes close to being a settlement, whenever one is proposed and it has any real chance of passing, then they will go ahead and assassinate the people who are at the forefront of it, like Yitzhak Rabin, who was killed.
And Yitzhak Rabin admitted months before he was killed that Israel founded Al-Qaeda. Excuse me, that Israel founded the opposition
Hamas.
Group.
The Hamas.
Yes, Hamas, excuse me.
Yeah.
So you saw that in the news at the time?
Well, I was pretty much a kid right then, and I wasn't really into politics right then. But I know that one of the reasons Rabin was killed, he had a strong opposition against people on the CFR that really wanted to push Oslo in, because actually what Oslo did is also kind of destroyed Israel. They armed many of the terrorists, and they put Arafat, which is a really, you can really see through him that he's a New World Order puppet. You know, they have all those casinos in the Palestinian areas, and he makes all the money out of them. And now when they want to pull out of Gaza, they want to make another casino over there where they want to pull out. I mean,
it's a big scam. Call me back sometime. Got to finish up here. Thanks for the call from Israel. Bruno just hung up from New York. So let's talk to Eric in Tennessee. Eric, quickly.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
Fine.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Good.
I just had a couple of things to bring up. You had mentioned today, I saw it on the news, where the Supreme Court has okayed for the president, the executive branch, to name anybody that they want to an enemy combatant.
And then secretly arrest them.
Secretly arrest them, throw them in, and they can wait an indefinite indefinite amount of time before they finally get to see some sort of a lawyer.
But they can secretly complain to the Bush officer. So that's their new freedom.
Well, on top of that, you remember, what was it, I think last week or week before, the Supreme Court said it was okay for the police to ask for papers now. They can ask for the public's
papers. Well, they can make you answer questions. That's the ruling wasn't just ID.
See, that's, I didn't know that, Alex, and now, see, that's even worse. It's like the Supreme Court is rubber-stamping this tyranny. I mean,
well,
there's
Chief Justice William Rehnquist, 2.5 years ago, before hundreds of federal judges in Virginia, and this was an AP report, said, we're going to rule against the Constitution for the foreseeable future because we're in a crisis. Remember that, Paul?
Yeah. And I also remember, Alex, where the Supreme Court said that a lot of the U.N. rules would now supersede the Constitution. That was said a couple of years ago.
That was all over the news. Very conservative court, 7 of 9 members appointed by Republicans, and this is what we get. Campaign finance, destroying the First Amendment, gun control, all of it. I hope you neocons are happy.
Well, I had two other points. First, I mean, the thing is that we've just got a rubber stamp Congress and we've got a rubber stamp Supreme Court. We're being ruled from
the Republicans have 30-plus governors. They have the House, they have the Senate, they have the executive, and the Democrats are all voting with them as well. But Bush has no excuse. Government's doubled its growth rate, everything. He has control of everything, and that's why the globalists have given him control. Thanks for the call.
Alex?
Yeah, real quick, sir.
Okay. Yeah, there was one thing I saw on CNN, and I just want to get this out, is that we got a lot of churches that are complicit in this. I saw a thing on CNN where there was this Sergeant Gerald, who was a soldier that was charged by the Army and thrown out for abuse of prisoners over there and abuse of Iraqis over there, and the churches are having him speak.
Yeah, I know. It's really sick, training us to torture as Christian. Torturing Christ is good. You know, I mean, this is the sickness of it, because that's what, you know, they tortured Christ, folks. Torture is wrong. The disciples were tortured, and I did see that. These are sicko demons. Thanks for the call. Paul Watson, comments.
Well, yeah, with the previous point, it is essentially just rubber stamping the tyranny, because they've been doing it already with people like Padilla and John Walker Lynn, but the less publicized cases. Or, you know, white female journalists being detained for 24 hours without water. British men at New York airport being detained in wooden restraints for 24 hours. So, you know, if they bring out cases like Padilla and John Lynn, people will just say, oh, it's just for the, you know, the Muslim sympathizers. But the less publicized cases are what is key in, you know, the enveloping agenda to classify everyone as a terrorist.
And then shows like 24 and Threat Matrix, they arrest the pot dealer, take their children, take them to a camp because drug dealing funds terrorists, and you're a terrorist.
Well, yeah, a recent episode of 24, they actually abducted an American woman and said that you are now under the control of a foreign government. Your constitutional rights no longer apply, because they were taking her in the storyline to be questioned by MI6, who had an office in Los Angeles. So, I mean, again, that's the propaganda. Constitutional rights don't exist.
And then in the real world, a few months ago, they announced on News 8 here in Austin, dozens of Austin police being sworn in as international police. To, quote, go overseas and work here domestically for the UN. So this is the new freedom, folks. They designate you not as a citizen, take your rights, and then say we're above the law. Dunking you in water is not torture. You know, putting you in a restraint, dunking you in water for several minutes till you think you're going to die is not torture. It's loving. But when somebody else does it to our troops, it's torture. Double think. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
How you doing, Ellis?
Good.
That's why I believe I've been called to expose the Christian elite that are doing what he just had described there. And also, since the establishment, i.e. the globalists, control everything, how do you figure they've allowed this movie to get out? And what impact do you think this movie is going to have?
Well, what I said about 9/11 is, and I've seen Fahrenheit 9/11 now, is that it's all an accident. Bush didn't mean it. He's just an idiot. Kerry's going to save us. And so that basically sets it in our minds that it's just prior knowledge, it's not involvement, and then the UN's good and America's bad.
What do you think the impact's going to be on the general population that had no idea even about what is in the movie? They had no idea what's really going on. What do you think
think overall it'll get people's eyes open to a certain degree.
Uh-huh.
Which is why you've seen some attempts at censorship. But overall, the big globalists in Europe want this to be seen, to demonize America so we can play the part of the bad cop, they play the part of the good cop.
Well, okay, thanks, Alex. God bless you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Paul, we're going to come back, get into the beheading news, get into a few other tidbits of news. We'll take no more calls. Thanks for everybody's call. So Paul will come back in the final segment, get into that and a few other issues. Anything else we're going to hit, Paul?
Anything that you or the callers throw up, I'm willing to get into.
All right, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, VirginUtah.com. They're all different websites. Check them out. All right. We'll be right back with the final segment. This is real talk radio, real issues of significance that actually affect you and your family, not a bunch of fake left-right pap. This is the real paradigm.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so we have the family of this Muslim Marine Corps officer begging for the life that this al-Shia'a group, and that's where it all points. I mean, al-Qaeda is CIA. They say it's al-Qaeda, ends at CIA. They're begging, don't cut his head off. Paul, the discrepancies, the consistencies, what's going on with the last three beheadings?
Sunil abduction, the Korean, we have the orange jumpsuit, you know, the exact same decor surroundings as we saw in the Berg execution and, of course, the Abu Ghraib prison. And it came out in the Korea Times that the U.S. government actually became aware of Sun Il's abduction on June 16th, which was two or three days before this video of the so-called Al-Qaeda group came out publicly. And they, the U.S. government didn't inform the South Korean government of his abduction. They kept it a secret. And that's because the South Korean government confirmed their plan to dispatch 3,000 troops to Iraq before they knew of his abduction, but after the U.S. knew of it. So the charge that the biggest South Korean newspapers were leveling at the end of last week was that the U.S. government deliberately kept knowledge of his abduction under wraps to ensure that those troops would be dispatched. When word, you know, if the South Korean government had found out earlier, his life could have possibly been spared, because the Korea Herald also reported that the U.S. knew the exact whereabouts of where he was being held. And, you know, certainly they would if it was at Abu Ghraib. And with the Johnson abduction and beheading, it's basically the same case scenario. The Saudi security, or if you want to call them, you know, by their proper name, the CIA, knew the exact location of this so-called Al-Qaeda group, but did nothing and waited for him to be executed.
And then, again, and this is all admitted, then we had a month ago the mass shooting in Khobar, and the U.S. government orders them to back off and let the shooters escape.
Yeah, I mean, they ordered the Saudis to let these so-called Al-Qaeda members go free. So obviously, some of these abductions, certainly in the case of the ones that the Iraqis are responsible for, where they usually let the hostages go free, I mean, they're maybe just copycats, but in the cases of Berg, Johnson, and Sun Il, there's definitely more to the story. So,
and again, with Berg, classic intelligence agency background, connected to two hijackers, giving him the computer, the passwords, working at Abu Ghraib, hooked him with all these known CIA people, smuggling stuff in and out of the country, captured by the U.S., held, released that day into Al-Qaeda hands, gets his head cut off, very suspicious.
Yeah, so again, with the Sun Il abduction, there's this period of time before, you know, the videotape comes out where the U.S. government know that he's gone missing, which is very interesting. So, you know, in light of all that, we'll wait to see how this new abduction develops over the next few days.
Well, I want to pray for this poor Marine, but again, if people knew how many tens of thousands of Arabs the globalists have working for them, they'll do whatever they tell them to do. I mean, it's like Chalibi, the admitted torture master of Iran, the bank robber. And then now the new president of Iraq is a torture master and bombing master for the CIA. But, oh, they wouldn't be involved in anything like this now, Paul.
Well, no, they've handed over sovereignty. It's official. Bremer's left the country, which is, you know, it's a public relations stunt. The people in charge are their boys, the Alawi, the former leader of the terrorist organization who killed children on school buses for the CIA in Baghdad. I mean, he's the guy in control now, proposing martial law to make everybody safe. So that's liberation.
And we're all hearing about martial law and UN takeovers. It's all getting into our nomenclature, getting into our minds, conditioning us so that it's all okay and good.
Well, I mean, they're cracking. I mean, we had the Bush thing with the Irish TV where, you know, they disrespected him by interrupting him, so he refused to do the interview. Dick Cheney running around swearing at senators. So, I mean, they're feeling the pressure.
Well, let's turn the heat up way past 9/11, my friends, and let's all sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got an update on this Flight 93 info at PrisonPlanet.com, so go check it out if you want the big story. Okay, big show's coming up this week. Be sure and join us. Paul, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Join us.
The Berkeley Lights, unique design.